Gavin Newsom's former chief of staff charged with $225,000 in fraud and corruption. By Sean Moran on November 13, 2025. Governor Gavin Newsom's, DCA, former chief of staff was charged on Wednesday with allegedly plotting to steal $225,000 and give the money to a friend, according to the Justice Department. The Department of Justice, DOJ, charged Dana Williamson in a 23-count federal indictment with conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, defrauding the United States, obstructing justice, filing false tax returns, and lying to authorities. She allegedly took part in a scheme to launder money from a political campaign to another person's account for personal use. U.S. Attorney Eric Grant said in a statement, "This is a crucial step in an ongoing political corruption investigation that began more than 3 years ago. As it always has, the U.S. Attorney's Office will continue to work tirelessly with our law enforcement partners to protect the people of California from political corruption." Fox News Digital continued. Court documents named Sean McCluskey as the co-conspirator who received those funds. At the time, he was chief of staff for someone listed as public official one. McCluskey is the former chief of staff for former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. Becerra previously served as California Attorney General before he was appointed to the Health Secretary position by former President Joe Biden. In 2022, Williamson helped McCluskey by using her political consulting company to build Becerra's campaign for services. The funds were sent to McCluskey's wife for work done for Williamson, which was never done as part of a no-show job. She served as Newsom's chief until the end of 2024. A Newsom spokesperson said, "Ms. Williamson no longer serves in this administration. While we are still learning details of the allegations, the governor expects all public servants to uphold the highest standards of integrity." At a time when the president is openly calling for his attorney general to investigate his political enemies, it is especially important to honor the American principle of being innocent until proven guilty in a court of law by a jury of one's peers, the statement continued. Disguising personal luxuries as business expenses, especially to claim improper tax deductions or to willfully file fraudulent tax returns, is a serious criminal offense with severe consequences. IR's Criminal Investigation Oakland Field Office Special Agent in Charge Linda Wynn said.